How do you update a classic centuries-old tradition? Well, an exhibit featuring Chinese landscape artist Li Huayi just opened at the Honolulu Museum of Art this past weekend. We sat down with him and Michael Knight, who is with the Asian Art Museum Foundation and who curated Li's very first U.S. exhibit. They took part in a forum Sunday talking about what makes this art form contemporary.
We did do a major exhibition in 2004 at the Asian Art Museum of San Francisco. And the writing of the catalog was fascinating because what I did was interview him. So I have 19 hours of tape. And if you talk to Huayi long enough, he'll forget that the tape is on. So I have all this wonderful blackmail material. But a lot of the quotes that show up in the exhibition now, John Eichmann has done a marvelous job of drawing those quotes out. There are things that he said at that time, so they're on tape. I've got proof that he actually said them.
He blackmails me.
He does, huh? Yeah. Well, now, your work, it's surreal, and it just takes you to another place. And I've been to China where I've seen some of these incredible landscapes, and you do capture it.
Oh, thank you so much. Basically, I use a Chinese traditional medium, which is ink. It is pretty much limited medium. But I think, you know, this is exactly why it existing. And I'm so happy you can read out some message inside. I think, you know, mostly do you notice in my painting there is no human being?
Yes.
because what I try to do is like make ourselves part of the nature more. And then try to make the stuff timeless, you know, kind of looking.
And do you have a favorite of the many that you've painted? I don't know.
Could be favorite. I think, you know, nowadays at least I'm doing some painting ink with a golden screen, the golden surface. I really admiring this expanding power of the golden color. Other things like I'm older, so I look at these older trees still have life with them. You know, I really will move. So I mostly do some tree, you know, something like that.
So talk about the scale of your paintings.
Chinese scale, which is very much difficult for some beginning, because the problem is. Chinese painting, you never can cover it, no power of covering. And the mistake you made will be always there. So what we learn is start from mistake. You know, cause, like one stroke, you cannot decide it looks beautiful or ugly. But by second one, you can change it. So some mistake will become a remarkable set off by the followers. So in this way, we'll be okay ever since.
And so, Michael, talk about what it is that you were drawn to with his art.
So one, obviously the works are visually beautiful. I mean, that you can get lost in them and lost in them forever. But also, Li Huayi has gone back to a very ancient tradition, a 1,000-year-old tradition in Chinese art, but made it contemporary by dealing with the landscape, but he also deals with the landscape and explores artistic issues through those landscapes. So it's, if you look at some people who deal with abstraction, then they deal with their artistic issues through abstraction. Huayi does it with the landscape. So he will take a series, like he's doing now, a series on gold, and he will explore what he can do really in a very abstract and a very kind of artistic sense. He will explore issues of what can he do with that material? What can he do with ink on gold? At one point, he did a series on dark paintings. How dark can I go before the painting gets totally illegible? He has these interesting kind of series of, it's not just gorgeous things, but it's also he's thinking, and he's also solving or setting himself up a series of artistic issues, which then he tackles. And he tackles them both from the sense of kind of Western art theory, but also he's read every bit of Chinese art theory that's ever been written and understands it, and is articulated and also brings it out in his paintings. So fascinating to look at and to deal with.
Well, having traveled to China and been through some of the most amazing places to see the landscapes, and I think I was in like a rock forest, And I, you know, was on the river, and we went by these giant caves and saw millions of dragonflies, and I was just so enthralled at the kind of the mystical feeling that you got from nature. But your paintings really show that.
Thank you very much for a compliment. But you're perfectly right, because Chinese thinking with the language is Chinese. So it will be so, let's see, if we think about abstraction, actually some people will think it's a very concrete thing. Like you mentioned rock formation, like the wrinkles on the surface of this mountain, and like the texture on the trees. This also will be stimulating or the inspiration for the artist so to follow their using, adopt their technique, you know, expression, something like that.
And so were you inspired by anybody else's art that helped influence you?
Basically, like Michael said, of course, actual artists will understand very few, but we try to understand more. Because we already talk about that, like Chinese ink painting, which is the foundation, it is a choreographic foundation. So it is related to how you, the way and this connection you use the brush touch. But, you know, some very hidden kinds of connection.
Resubtle.
Yeah, resubtle it is.
Of the different types of phases that you've seen him go through, the dark phase, now the gold phase, do you have a favorite?
He's accomplished in oil painting. He's done collage. He's done pure abstraction. No. So he's doing what he's doing by choice. So he has a reason for settling where he is. And his paintings are visually. Right now, one of my people that I work with has one of his gold screens up in a room that is mostly dark but gets a little bit of natural light. And it changes through the day, the way the gold and the ink interact with the daylight through the day. I must say that painting pretty much leaves me in a puddle. It's beautiful, gorgeous painting.
Has your exhibit gone to China?
We had, 2 years ago, we had in the Suzhou Museum, we had a show.
And where is that? Is that in
Suzhou,
Beijing, Shanghai? I don't know.
No, Suzhou, another small city in Jiangsu. But you know the museum is very famous, designed by Arm Bay, so it's
yes,
very interesting. And Michael was there also.
Suzhou is very close to Shanghai, just outside of Shanghai. It's a famous garden city, and it was a marvelous exhibition. And Sean curated this show, so he just brought me over to be a talking head, I guess. But he's he's done a marvelous job. This is Sean Eichmann, who's the curator there. He's done a marvelous job on this show.
We are so surprisingly see because we have preview on the, this display already. This installation, this hanging, this, everything, lighting is beyond we imagine.
Wow.
It is really good, really good. I really appreciate the team working with the museum.
Well, that's nice then when
incredible.
When the artist is impressed with.
It is from the bottom of my heart. It is true.
And that Chinese landscape exhibit runs through January and features a series of related workshops over the next several months. For links, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.